Film critics Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert have a syndicated one-hour special on the future of the movies. Many local TV stations will be showing it sometime before the end of June. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The last time we saw Siskel and Ebert in a one-hour special, and it was only a few weeks ago, they were hosting a CBS program that was full of movie stars and spent much of its time plugging upcoming film projects. This new special, though, gets back to basics. It spends its time with directors, not stars, and less than a minute is devoted to an upcoming movie by any of them. Instead, the emphasis, as the show's title says, is on the future of the movies. And the three directors interviewed, all in their 40s, are bound to be a big part of that future. Siskel talks with Steven Spielberg, Ebert talks with George Lucas, and both of them talk with Martin Scorsese, probably so one critic wouldn't get more airtime than the other. Part of the talk in the future of the movies is devoted to what we're not likely to see in the future, as when Siskel asks Spielberg about the likelihood of a sequel to his most popular film.
You're going to get this question till you drop, the E.T. sequel. In the 90s?
No. Go further.
2010?
No.
2020?
No. It ended. It was a wonderful love affair. And then it was over. And then Elliot went back to his life, and E.T. went back to his planet.
Another thing not to expect from a Spielberg film is an explicit love scene.
What about the ultimate sexual encounter? A truly close encounter.
Moi? To film that? I've always been embarrassed by screen sexuality. It's always embarrassed me.
Ebert, though, gets more positive news from Lucas, who says he's almost ready to begin the next trilogy of Star Wars stories.
It's really about, Obi-Wan Kenobi as a boy.
Can't imagine him as a boy.
He was a boy. And so was, Anakin Skywalker, mm-hmm. Who became Darth Vader eventually. It's those characters and how they ended up getting where they were.
As for the future of cinema in general, Lucas, Spielberg, and Scorsese all agree that the films themselves won't last much longer unless they're restored and preserved properly. It's pretty shocking to hear Spielberg say that the original negative for Jaws is in terrible shape after only 15 years. And everyone on the show complains that studio heads don't protect and preserve film libraries as their most valuable asset. Surprisingly, no credit for film restoration is given to Ted Turner, who does precisely that. But maybe these directors and critics can't praise Turner for his restoration work while they're still angry at him for colorization. Anyway, this special takes its topics and its guests seriously, and gives the audience credit for much more intelligence than Siskel and Ebert's CBS special did. That's why this new special deserves an audience. So watch for it. I give it one thumb up.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.